of millions of people in the holy city of Karbala, where they are like the moth that is attracted to the candle. They are people who are driven by the love of one person for whom we've all gathered here today, which is Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his family, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family. Salawat. The visitation of the shrine of Imam Hussein is an act of love and an act of purity. According to the divine guides, the Imams, they tell us that somebody who performs the ziyarah and the visitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, every step that they take towards the shrine, every step they take towards that visitation, one of their sins is forgiven, and it's a step and an elevation towards heaven. And every time somebody goes for the ziyarah and the visitation of Imam Hussein, the angels are the ones who protect them along this trip. Meaning that the visitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is an act of purification. It's an act of orientation and of aligning ourselves with the cause of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In one tradition, Imam Baqir, the fifth holy Imam, says that if you want to know if you are a person of paradise, then ask yourself the question, how much love do you have for the family of the Prophet? And if you have love for the family of the Prophet, which of course is the true love, which is accompanied by aligning our actions and our thoughts with them, then the Imam says that you should love to perform ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam as well. And so on this day, we are showing that we love the action of those who have gathered in Karbala by the millions. And we hope that we will be counted amongst them as well. And we hope that we can orient ourselves according to the teachings of this great martyr, the leader of all martyrs, the teachings of justice against oppression, the teachings of godliness versus secularism. Existence is to submit to the Creator. And the best and most shining example of that that we've gathered here today to remember is that of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So I will ask you to join me as we remember a bit about the story that took place 1400 years ago, as that caravan that had gone to Karbala and then onwards to Kufa and Sham has now returned, and they are coming towards the gates of the city of Medina. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and blessings be upon you, O our beloved Imam Hussein. Peace and blessings be upon you, O the one who was slain on the banks of the river Euphrates while his mouth was thirsty. Peace be upon you and upon your family and those noble companions who stood with you, sacrificing everything for the cause of truth and justice. When the caravan is approaching Medina, it has been 7 months since they have left their hometown. You would think that they would be eager to rush back into the city, but instead they camp outside. The leader of the caravan, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, has a purpose. He wants to start a tradition that will continue for centuries after him. It's a revolution of tears, my brothers and sisters. It's a revolution of emotion and of aligning ourselves with our tears to the cause of truth and justice. He asks Bashir, "I heard that your father was a poet. Do you know how to say poetry yourself?" Bashir says, "Yes, I am skilled at that art." He says, "Why don't you go and inform the people of Medina what has taken place?" Bashir goes to the gates of Medina. He cries out to the people, "Ya Ahla Yathrib, la makam lakum biha. قُتِلَ الْحُسَيْنُ فَأَدْمَعِي مِدْرَارًا." O people of Medina, this is no longer a place for you to be in ease and comfort. Hussein has been killed. Let your eyes pour forth their tears. أَلْجِسْمُ مِنْهُ بِكَرْبَلَا مدرج والرأس منه على القناة يدعر. That pure blessed body is now lying in the plains of Karbala, spattered with blood. That blessed head has been raised on the spears of the enemy being circulated. They come to Bashir asking, "What has happened? Tell us the news." He says, "I've been sent by Zainul Abidin. I can show you where he is camped." They start to come out. They flock outside of the city. They want to come and see, has the caravan indeed returned? If it's returned, then where is Qasim? Where is Abbas? Where is Akbar? Where is Abu Abdullah? They are looking for those faces that they love, but they cannot find them. They come to the tent of Imam Sajjad Zainul Abidin, but they see the son of Imam Hussein is so choked with tears that he is not even able to speak. A piece of cloth is in his hand. The tears keep on flowing from his eyes. They have all gathered together. They are anxious to hear him speak. They want him to tell them what has taken place. Finally, he begins to speak. What is the first thing that he says? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, مالك يوم الدين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين. This is a man of God. God is his solace in all difficulties. All praise belongs to him who is the Lord of the world. But then he has to tell them something. قتل أبو عبد الله, my father was killed. He tells them that never before has there been any calamity like this calamity. They imprisoned our women folk. They took our children and imprisoned them as well. The seven skies in all their grandeur, the oceans, the angels, the heavenly creatures, the entirety of the spiritual world was mourning. Will you not cry? Will you not shed a tear? Is there anyone amongst you who can hold back their tears at this point? Zainab, the sister of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, goes to the gates of the city of Medina. She has a message for her grandfather. She tells him that, "Oh Rasulullah, Ya Jaddi, I wish to tell you the news of what transpired with my brother Hussein." Umm Kulthum, the sister of Imam Hussein, begins to tell the tale, the sad tale. We left you, O Medina, and our menfolk and our children were with you. But now as we return, they have all left us, they were martyred. Tell my grandfather what they did to us. Tell him how we were taken prisoner. The daughter of Imam Hussein alayhi salam says to her grandfather, "Oh my grandfather, I want to complain to you about how that tyrant, we never saw somebody so evil, how he kept on hitting the head of my father and striking his lips and telling him, how did you find that defeat in the battle, oh Hussein?" Imam Sajjad Zainul Abidin must have been remembering on the plains of Karbala how Imam Hussein was standing alone, facing thousands of enemies, the arrows flying at him. What was he saying at that time? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Imam Hussein's solace was in God. He was with God and his support that he was able to stand alone on that field. And he must have been remembering how there was only children who were there to support him. And how his nephew Abdullah, when he saw that man raise his sword to strike him, he comes rushing out to the battlefield. He says, oh my uncle, when the sword is coming down, he raises his hand to defend his uncle. But the sword strikes the hand of a child. He is now on the battlefield. His uncle is consoling him. He's crying out, oh my mother. Oh my mother, oh my uncle, he tells him, be patient, this is a time to find solace in knowing that you are in the presence of God. But Harmala, that evil man, or the one who cannot even be called a human being, wishes to put an end to this child's life. He strikes an arrow to his bow, and the arrow hits the child, and the blood spills on the dry sands of Karbala. Allah la'anatullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimeen, wa sayya'lam al-lazina zalamu ayyamun qalibin yanqalibun.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.